The top story today, at least five people have been shot dead and several others injured at a local newspaper in the United States. The gunman opened fire at the office of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis in Maryland. Authorities say the suspect has been arrested. A motive has not been established. British defence giant BAE Systems has won a $35 billion contract to build nine Australian naval frigates in Adelaide. The Hunter-class fleet is expected to begin entering service in the late 2020s to eventually replace the ageing Anzac-class warships. The government says the program will create 4,000 Australian jobs. Police are continuing to investigate the deaths of three family members in a workshop accident at Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales. A 44-year-old man and his two sons, aged 16 and 23, were taken to hospital but died a short time later. Authorities say they're not treating the deaths as suspicious. Travel plans for thousands of people have been thrown into disarray after the closure of Bali's Denpasar Airport due to a volcanic ash cloud. The Mount Agung volcano began spewing ash yesterday. Morning flights to and from Bali have been cancelled. Airlines are encouraging passengers to check their websites for updates on later flights.